Yeah,
All right. Well, I'm starting the recording, and I welcome everyone to our Hope Story Circle with the Peace Alliance. The Peace Alliance empowers civic action toward a culture of peace. We do that by educating, advocating, and mobilizing our grassroots network volunteers to live and advocate for policies that reduce violence and increase peace in our world and our communities. We've been doing these Hope Story Circles now for over a couple of months. It's been so enriching and delightful for those of us who are involved in organizing it. And it's just been so wonderful to see people return week after week and then see new faces come in. And we're really grateful to have all of you here with us today. Today we have Yelena Popovich, who is our Teaching Peace in Schools lead and a mindfulness expert, and Liz Gannon-Graydon, who's on our board of directors. Leading the session, I'm Terry Mason. I'm also on the board of directors. And we welcome you. We welcome you to be here. And I will hand it off to Liz.
Hi, how are you guys all doing today?
Fine as that.
We wanted to start today. And Yelena, if you could just remind me, because I don't have my phone with me. Did you want to do an opening meditation or no?
Yeah, we can do maybe a, I don't know if you want to do it right now or just before we break in, any time.
So how about I'll start with the story, and then if you want to kind of lead us with a quieting and then and kind of the break in into the rooms, that'll work.
Yeah.
All right. Today, we're doing just a slight difference in our format in terms of the timing, because in the last couple of weeks, we've really been feeling very strongly the need to have more time to connect in the larger group. And it may even work since this larger group looks a little smaller. So we're going to arrange a little more time in the small groups and then a little more time as we come back to do the large group shares. So Yelena will tell you more about that as we go into the groups. But as we were thinking about planning where we wanted to go this week, what came alive for all of us, and it's amazing when we come together how we've been processing things in a very similar way. Last week when we were Yelena was talking about how we activate whatever's inside us in this moment. And I was connecting it with some of the wisdom we heard from Dot and Hart a few weeks ago, when Hart took us on that journey from the very, very near, in that song she sang, way out to the kind of pulsing of the universe. And the story that I wanted to start with today is a personal story that happened to me Monday. I had a really beautiful connecting weekend. And for the first time, I'm in New York, for the first time it felt like spring was ready to come to New York. And so I went to a little churchyard that's close by me because I knew that it would be breezy and sunny and that I wasn't likely to run into anyone. So I brought my mask and I went and I sat outside. And I got on Facebook, and I was a middle school teacher for many years, and a dear friend of mine who's a former student who I'm in touch with posted a recipe that his grandmother had taught him. And it was roots. It was ginger and turmeric and then cinnamon and all these beautiful things. And he was explaining why his grandmother used to serve it and what it meant to him. And one of the things that I was thinking about was, on the last call, Yelena talked about how do we activate what's inside us. And I thought, so many of us have been handed down to us those wisdoms from our ancestors, right? Our mothers, our grandmothers, those people that handed things down to us that we don't maybe even know why we did them. But there's this beauty and wisdom that keeps us in touch with the rhythms of the universe. And depending on where you live and how closely tied your culture is to both Earth and those pulses of the universe, you may or may not feel really connected. And what it awakened for me was I really wanted to think about how we can look to our ancestors and the wisdom that helps us activate either at the level of body or mind or spirit. How do we awaken and activate our awareness of our deep connection with the rhythms and pulses of the planet and that moving out kind of towards the universe? So one of the things that I spent the week doing was really going out and gathering roots. And I do it regularly, right? So I made a big pot of tea for my boys. And I said, in this week, I want us to focus not only on illness, which a lot of people have been, but how do we cultivate the wellness inside us, both at the level of our bodies and our minds and our spirits? So for me, I was starting with the body because that's what came up for me this week. But one of the things that we'd like to invite you to do as we move on the call is think, as we're moving in this moment and moving together in our hope story circle of love, if you can awaken or activate that sense of what's coming up for you right now, of how you feel connected, or if you're not feeling connected, is there one of those ways that appeals to you most? Connecting with body, connecting with mind, connecting with spirit. And Yelena, she'll tell her story on another call, was talking about how she was reading a book that was awakening something in her, right? That may be more at the level, engaging at the mind to go into the spirit. And I was connecting at the level of the body this week. So what we want you to do to think about in these few minutes before we break up into the groups is there any kind of wisdom that's coming alive for you in this moment? Any kind of wisdom or way you think you can activate your awareness of where we're connected with those rhythms of the universe that you might be able to share and kind of go deeper with the people in your small group? Okay, so that's kind of where the discussion is going to go from here. Yelena, did you want to kind of lead us in just kind of connecting as a group and together?
Yeah. And as you were talking, Liz, what came up for me with this rooting and, coming back to that, there is something about seed that did came up as a metaphor for me, and a word radical. And radical, in the root of the word radical means root, right? So that is the meaning of the word radical. And I don't know if you know that when the seed first is put in the earth, the first root that comes is called radical. So that, just when you spoke, Liz, that's something that came up for me, is what is the radical wisdom? What is that that we want to deeply root and, grow? Is that radical compassion? Is that radical love? What is that radical? What is the root of our activation? So that's something that just came up as we're talking. So with that, I just kind of want to invite you in, and you're welcome to, into a practice, just a short practice, but anywhere you feel comfortable. If the comfort is to stay and close your eyes or gaze down, just do that. If the comfort is to turn your camera off and lay down, put your feet up, please do that. If your comfort is just to stand or walk and just notice how that feels, please feel free to do that. But just for a moment, pause. Just for a moment, allow yourself, your radical, to ground, to root. And invite your attention to either rooting of your body into the earth, or rooting your attention to your breath. Pausing there, noticing. And just with your attention, see if you can stay for a moment connected to either breath coming in and out, and you might even want to label it, and I apologize as you hear the voices, their environment, in my environment. But I'll just mute for a moment and just kind of feel, notice the breath or the ground. Oh, thank you all. I thought I muted myself, but apparently I didn't. So just coming back, I apologize for the noise. This is where you work from home. Well, when you have kids, this is on Saturday mornings. So thank you all for being here and for participating in this. And the invitation right now is to go into, and Liz, anything you want to add as far as what we want to kind of share in the small group?
I think what we were hoping, since we have this chance with small groups, to go a little bit deeper, to really talk about when we were talking last week about activating, it didn't necessarily mean moving into action, right? It's before we move into action, how do we unlock or connect with our awareness of the wisdom of the universe? And I think one of the stories we're trying to tell, and it's interesting as we watch it unfold, Itri, right? The story we're trying to tell is, how do we reconnect? And I love that you picked up on the rooting, right? I really went out this morning and bought all the root vegetables to make this beautiful, beautiful tea. And I think, depending on where you are, I think there is this sense that we're feeling unmoored. Right? We're not rooted. We're not necessarily feeling that stability. So I thought one thing we want to focus on is, how do we activate our awareness of the wisdom of the universe? Each of us may have a story to tell that where we come from individually, first through body or through mind or through spirit. How are we working to activate that connection to the wisdom? And what would you like to share of that in your small group, and then maybe bring to the larger group?
Yeah. Thank you, Liz. Yeah. So I just want to invite you into that and remind you of some of the agreements that we have for the group, and that is really linked. And even if you are, if you don't feel inspired to share, it's a gift to be there for another person and listen. So I invite you to do that. I know that some of the times these breakout groups can feel scary, especially if you're here the first time. And like, I don't know what I can offer. Trust that you will know what to offer when your time comes. And even if you don't, gift of listening, it's a great gift. So I would encourage you to offer that to somebody in the group. And then when you speak, speak from your heart, speak your own story. Trust you will know what to say if you wanted to share. And then say just enough so that everybody in the group will have an opportunity to share. And when we come back again in the big group, I will also remind everybody again to share just enough so that as many people can share. And, you know, in your small group, try to keep confidentiality. So, those are some of the invitations and agreements for our small groups and large groups. And I think Terry will spread us out. Oh, you're muted, Terry.
In abundance of caution, I muted myself. I will send everyone to a group breakout. For those of you who are new, you'll get a little pop-up on your screen to join breakout room number 10, 9, 7. Whichever one it is, go ahead and join that group. And then I'll make adjustments. I'm gonna try to make sure everyone is in a room of three people. So if you get a second invitation, it might be because you're in a room with four people and another room only has two people. So go ahead and take that second invitation. It's a good one, all right? So whatever it is, join your group and then you'll have time to speak. And as Yelena said about the agreements, but also just introduce yourselves first. Introduce yourselves, who you are, where you're calling from, and say one little fun fact about yourself. And then make sure when you're having a chance to share with one another, make sure you have time for each person to have an opportunity to share. As Helen has said, say just enough. And as Liz's theme is, for body, mind, and spirit, body, mind, and spirit, what is being activated in you at this time? What's coming up? That's our theme for this week. And after about 20 minutes, we'll come back together as a whole group and have an opportunity to just speak what's alive at that time. At that time, what comes out of those meetings? And again, it might not be anything. You might not want to share anything, but if there's anything that's just bubbling up to the surface, then you can share with a larger group. All right. So I'm going to open up the breakout rooms. See what this
is. Good morning. This is Lynn, and my Zoom contact, I'm in Oregon, it did not go through the link, so I'm only on the phone. Just that I chime
That's
in
okay.
There.
That's okay. You'll be offered a breakout room on the phone as well. So go ahead and click on that button, and you'll be in a breakout room and just. You can just let your other people in the room know that you're only on the phone, so they're not going to be able to see your beautiful face.
Oh, thank you. It just didn't work.
Here we go. And the rooms are open.
There it went.
Welcome back, everyone. I have muted everyone for the beginning. You're able to unmute yourself when it's time for you to speak. So Liz, you want to take us into the next part of our time together?
Sure. Is everyone back? Welcome back, everyone. It's nice to see you. Terry and I were having a beautiful conversation while she held the rooms for all of you. So what we'd like to do now is invite you guys, I should put my glasses on for this so I can see like closer detail. We'd like to invite you to kind of think about what took place in your small groups and think about, is there someone who'd like to start off our large sharing by saying what came up for either you or your group that you would like to share with the larger group? You can either, I guess, raise your hand first or kind of
You're able to unmute yourself, but Tom, I see you waving, so I can unmute
you. Yes, Tom, I see you waving. How are you? Tom, would you like to start for us?
Thank you, Liz. Thank you. Well, of course, you know I'm not bashful, right? So I'm more than happy to get the ball rolling.
Okay. And,
thank you so much as well. Thank you. What came up for me, Liz, is that when you were speaking, and I shared this with my group, when you were speaking, you talked about activating and in touch with the rhythms of the universe. And I so much love everything you said. And I have so many notes about what you said. And I'm right in line with you. I appreciate it. But what I want to ask you about is, you spoke of activating in the mind, the body, and the soul. And for me, the heart was missing. Liz, the heart. And so I spoke from the heart with both my friends, Sammy and Joni. And for me, our time is about the heart. And so I really want to give voice to that. And then, you know, and it's not that you're doing anything wrong. I just want to put that into the context.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I would love to add, I guess it's, no, I'm thankful for you for that languaging. And I think sometimes languaging is bad. I would say for me, my spirit and my heart, I think of as synonymous. Like when I act from my spirit and my heart, for me, they're connected, but I'll be more careful about, adding that language. Yeah, for me, it is all heart-centered. Yeah, thank you for that. And yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling that. Who else, am I seeing Deb? I'm seeing, yeah, Deborah?
Yeah, I have to.
Okay. You're unmuted. Oops, go ahead.
Yeah, for Tom, how would you differentiate between heart and spirit? Because I also see them synonymous.
Yeah.
I can certainly agree with you that there's a synchronicity there. I truly agree. However, the heart to me is about love. And you did speak of that. It was spoken in the very beginning. The word love was used, but the spirit, you know, and I fully agree. But the spirit, there's something more about spirit that I know, that I experience, that is beyond the heart. There's so many words that mean the same thing: truth and spirit and heart and wisdom and insight. To me, these are all the same thing. But I like to give voice to the word heart, meaning definitely connoting love.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, Deborah, if you want to respond, then I want to get some other voices in.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with Tom and the rest of you that my work is in spiritual development of young children. And Maria Montessori talks about love initiating triggering the spiritual embryo in children. So there you have that superimposed, but I really appreciate that focus on love, because nothing comes without it.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah. Is there anyone I don't know your name, but I'm, so you can unmute yourself.
I'll piggyback on what was said. Anna. Minnesota. Here in Minnesota, we have 11 different words. And so we're looking at the beautiful facets of all of these feelings, and heart and love, and the rest, Yelena, that you talked about at the beginning, and got us tapping into the seeds. And in our group, there's Will. He's in LA, and he gave us a tour of the things that he's growing, and asked that I be the spokesperson. And what we decided that we as a group can agree with, putting in our energy, whether it's mental energy or energy from the heart and mind, is to really get behind the movement for the Department of Peace, and to grow that and be in that sense, and to also grow as much of our own food and herbs, and the tea that you made, Liz, and how we can do these things. And I offered a partner checking into the Seed Savers game for Iowa, and how people can access the heritage grandmas, as you started talking, Liz, as we began, and look at what seeds have been saved. And then it's also all about sharing. And so that's what our group would synthesizing and taking forward to grow both individually in healthy ways, and then collectively, instead of getting sad or depressed, to put the energy into having the Department of Peace. Yay, Peace Alliance.
Thank you, Anna. We have iPhone Monkey Magic. I don't know your name, but you have been raising your hand.
Will.
Denargo.
Will.
Will? Okay. Yeah. Will?
I have one little thing to add on to the heart conversation, and that I think that the heart is the more physical manifestation of the love and the spirit and what they were all talking about. And the heart is what needs to be connected to the mind, because the heart brings love into the mind. That's the way I see it. But what the previous speaker was saying, the Department of Peace, I met Barbara Lee a few years ago, and she was talking about this Department of Peace, and it's stuck in my head ever since, that it's one of the biggest catalysts you could get into the establishment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Will. I know Christine has her hand up.
Hi, my name's Christine. I'm on the East Coast. And one thing we talked about, I noticed when I think Liz was talking earlier, she mentioned the words illness and wellness. And as you may know, the word illness begins with I, the word wellness begins with we. And that says a lot about how we feel when we're sick, and whether it's emotional, spiritual, physical, mental feelings of sickness. Maybe we're focusing too much on I as opposed to we. And that's a way to feel rooted, the radical health.
Thank you for that, Christine. Is your hand up again? Wait, Will, am I seeing you again? Did you want to respond, Will? Or is, no? Is there someone else who would love to share what has come up for them, either in the small group share or right now? Nancy, I'm seeing you.
Okay. You talked about the rootedness, and it made me think of ancestors. And one of the people in our group who had to leave because it was time to break her fast, she said that, talked about her grandmother and how her grandmother was a healer, both as a midwife and a hospice. And Deborah and I really liked that full circle kind of thing, the rootedness that she had gotten from her grandmother in the full circle of life, and some of the things that her grandmother had taught her about nature and being well, and it clearly grounded her, and it resonated with us because we could tell she was a very special person, and her grandmother must have been too.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you for that. Who else would like to share what's coming up for them in this moment? Linda?
Yeah. Oh, you hit me on mute, great. So I'm from Dallas, guys, and it's a real pleasure and honor to be in this group. This is my fourth, I think, now, and I always walk away from this learning something new and being able to take something into my day that's really magnificent. So I want to thank the Peace Alliance for that. We talked about healing a lot, and we talked about in the same vein of what that takes, of connecting to not only the I, but the we. Several of us had health challenges that we're working through, and, you know, getting grounded to the physical earth is important for us. And sometimes doing that regenerates and creates that radical, creates that new cell or that new nervous system or whatever it is that we're needing to heal. And it was, we were from four really beautiful areas of the country, and we talked about how that allowed us to take in what's around us and to take really take advantage of the potential of that healing from where we are and the people that we are engaged with. And that was, it was beneficial in that we're not alone in this. You know, it is the we. And as long as we can garner strength and love from the we can heal and we can get better.
Beautiful. Is there someone else who'd like to share in this moment? I'm trying to look. If I don't spot you, but Terry does. Tom, maybe I'm going to take this moment to share a story that came up for me when you were speaking about the heart. I'm very connected with Mr. Rogers, and I watched a documentary with Mr. Rogers, and someone noted that he spent his entire adult life weighing 143 pounds, and the number only means something because for him, what it represented was I is a one-letter word, love is a four-letter word, and you is a three-letter word. So he literally wanted to embody I love you. And I'm a teacher and teach peace education in the background. My husband is a filmmaker. And I have this beautiful 20-year-old son. And he's very much a planner. He is an organizer, a planner. He plans his lists. He lists his plans. And he has two parents who are not so much in that mindset of planners and organizers. And a few months ago, after I'd seen the Mr. Rogers documentary, I thought I was going to do that. My original intention was to spend this month walking the Camino de Santiago de Compostela in Spain. So I had started training. I said, I better start walking 10 miles a day. And I said, oh, I have a great plan. I was originally going to walk I love you, but I decided, what if I started walking not I love you, but I am love? And I went to my 20-year-old son and I said, I have a really great plan. And he said, Mom, you have a plan? I said, yes, I have a plan. He said, oh, that's great. I'm going to go on a walk with you and you're going to tell me your plan. I said, I'm going to get up every day. I'm going to start walking 10 miles early in the morning. And with each step, I'm going to say, I am love, I am love. And he looked and wait to see what shows up. And he said, Mom, that is so not a plan. And I said, that's a great plan. And what I started seeing was exactly as you said, Tom. I started on my walks. I was seeing hearts everywhere, in the stones, like in the shapes of the leaves. I was even seeing bird poop in the shape of hearts. And I started taking pictures and sending them. And so I thank you for speaking of that, because as I said, for me, heart, spirit, they're all kind of the same thing. And I don't know where I am, but I know that what started, I came to that awakening through the bodily practice I was doing, right? I was getting up every day, I was walking, but it was through the walk that I was trying to align kind of, you're right, heart, mind, body, spirit. And that's kind of how it came up with me. And when you were saying that, I just thought of that story that I wanted to kind of share about how they all align for me. Does anyone else, before we kind of close up, have something they want to bring up in response? Will, is that you? Yeah, you can unmute yourself.
I'm unmuted. Yeah. Tell that story about Mr. Rogers and what I live with this lady, and she's in hospital now. She broke her leg. She's in with all the COVID people, but she's doing fine. She has a story. When she was a child, when she was about 16 or so, she was put in juvenile hall for staying out late at night. And one of the things that they used as code was 143. And I'm not sure if Mr. Rogers was around then. It was about 1953 or 4, something like that. But they used that 143 to say, I love you.
Wow.
Wow.
That's extraordinary.
It's amazing. Yeah. Me that story because I haven't heard that. And
wow, that's wonderful. I'm going to begin to bring us to the close. There's just I'm so grateful for all of you being here today. But there's a couple of things I just want to bring your attention to. We did have our national monthly call on Tuesday, and our guests were from Uncommon Law. And they work with people who are in prison and help them prepare to come out. And they do some extraordinary work. And they have a special action that they're doing right now. And you can sign up to be a part of it. It's taking place on May 21st. And I'm putting the information into the chat. And they're going, if you sign up, then postcards will be sent to people inside prisons to support them in their journey. We also have an action The Peace Alliance over many years has had an annual action aligned with Mother's Day called Peace Wants a Piece of the Pie. And the idea is that we want peace to have a small sliver of the budgetary pie federally so that we support peace building. And we were talking earlier about the Department of Peace. Anna brought that up. Department of Peace Building is still legislation that's before Congress, and we do want to support it. So along with the Peace of the Pie campaign, typically in the past, those of us in our congressional districts would take actual pie to our congressional offices with a little sliver cut out of it. And we call up and say, what's your favorite kind of pie? And bring that pie to them, you know, but can't do that now. We're doing it virtually. So I'm typing the link into the chat. Oh, wrong link. Hang on. Link it in the chat. For, yeah, oh, I got the right link. Yeah, so that's the piece of the pie. So you can do that action, which is fun. And then I just want to type in the link for the podcasts. All the podcasts for all of these calls are on our podcast channel, Peace On, and also our monthly calls. So you're welcome to check out the podcasts and share them with others. We only have 2 minutes left for the close, Liz. I see a couple of people raising
hands. Yeah, I just want to honor, we hadn't heard from Marion. So Marion, if you wanted to speak briefly, you can unmute yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. Marion Bedell in Bellingham. And I came in late to the program. I didn't pick it up on my screen until then, so I missed a lot. But I also gained a lot by listening to the conversations that you folks were having and the styles and the interest and the things that were beneficial. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.
Oh, thank you, Marion.
Okay. By way of closing, I'm going to tell something a little different than I thought. When Terry and I were in the group, I was thinking about how we're kind of shifting. And we talked about the need for infrastructure, right? That we have to stay rooted in these heart, mind, body practices. But at some point, we need to create in the world infrastructures that kind of will support beloved community. And one of the things I was thinking is one of the things that I have done week after week, I was very much inspired by Martin Luther King and his idea of beloved community. And so until this shutdown, I had this weekly practice where I got up every day. There's a small park in the middle of Manhattan called Bryant Park. It's right near Times Square. And I would get up every Thursday morning and I would bake and I would bring my grandmother's tea set and I would set up tea for 30 in the middle of this park in Manhattan, and I called it Beloved Community. And everyone was welcome, friends, strangers, kind of whoever was passing by. And we've been doing this for 7 years. And when this happened, I said one of the things that was kind of core to my practices of community, I don't know the next time in the world we're going to feel comfortable sitting in a park with strangers sharing tea. So we've been holding Zoom calls with people and sending out invitations to join that. But I realized although we had the conversation, I was missing the practice of baking and infusing love into what I was baking and sharing that with people. So this weekend I said to my husband, if we can't bring the community to us and gather, I'm gonna take it on the road. And I got up Tuesday morning and I baked 14 batches of brownies and 14 batches of cookies. And I said, whoever wants it, I'll drop them on your doorstep. And even though we didn't have the physical connection, we had this idea of there is something about sharing your love and sharing it through that process of baking. And, you know, that I think some of us got through our grandparents or great parents. And to me, what it sparked for me, and it's the idea I'd like to leave you guys with, is we have to all in this moment reimagine those things that were meaningful to us. And how can we stay centered to our core of heart and community and those things we want to awaken? And take this time to reimagine how we can continue to do them, but in ways that might look very different. So I want to thank you all for being here. And I really look forward to seeing you guys all in the next week. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
Nice meeting everybody.
Thank you.
Yes. Take care, everybody.
Thanks. Bye-bye, everyone.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today at Peace On. We hope that it inspires you to engage in dialogue in your larger community. Peace On is your source for inspiring conversations and information from thought leaders across the spectrum on topics related to the strategies of building peace, fostering nonviolence, and creating a world that thrives, shifting our understanding toward empathy, compassion, and connection. Peace On is brought to you by the Peace Alliance, found at peacealliance.org.